이번 주에 우크라이나 드론이 러시아 남부의 항구와 석유 저장소를 공격했습니다.
This week, a Ukrainian drone struck a port and oil depot in southern Russia. This week, a Ukrainian drone struck a port and oil depot in southern Russia. This week, a Ukrainian drone struck a port and oil depot in southern Russia. This week, a Ukrainian drone struck a port and oil depot in southern Russia.
이는 러시아 드론이 루마니아 아파트 건물을 타격한 지 며칠 만의 일입니다.
This came just days after a Russian drone hit a Romanian apartment building. This came just days after a Russian drone hit a Romanian apartment building. This came just days after a Russian drone hit a Romanian apartment building. This came just days after a Russian drone hit a Romanian apartment building.
우리는 블룸버그의 유럽 특파원과 이 공격과 현재 전쟁 상황에 대해 이야기했습니다.
We spoke to Bloomberg's chief European correspondent to talk about that strike as well as where things stand with this war. We spoke to Bloomberg's chief European correspondent to talk about that strike as well as where things stand with this war. We spoke to Bloomberg's chief European correspondent to talk about that strike as well as where things stand with this war. We spoke to Bloomberg's chief European correspondent to talk about that strike as well as where things stand with this war.
이 사건은 목요일 밤 한밤중에 발생했으며 우리가 알기로는 루마니아 영공을 침범한 드론 한 대입니다.
This happened in the dead of night on Thursday evening, and as you say, is one drone, we understand, that crossed into Romanian airspace. This happened in the dead of night on Thursday evening, and as you say, is one drone, we understand, that crossed into Romanian airspace. This happened in the dead of night on Thursday evening, and as you say, is one drone, we understand, that crossed into Romanian airspace. This happened in the dead of night on Thursday evening, and as you say, is one drone, we understand, that crossed into Romanian airspace.
이는 몰도바 남부, 우크라이나, 루마니아가 모두 만나는 지도의 그 부분으로 약 10마일 안쪽으로 들어가 아파트 건물을 타격했고 화재를 시작했으며 두 명이 부상당했습니다.
This is really at the part of the sort of map where the south of Moldova, Ukraine, and Romania all meet and sort of cross about 10 miles in, hit an apartment building, started a fire, injured two people. This is really at the part of the sort of map where the south of Moldova, Ukraine, and Romania all meet and sort of cross about 10 miles in, hit an apartment building, started a fire, injured two people. This is really at the part of the sort of map where the south of Moldova, Ukraine, and Romania all meet and sort of cross about 10 miles in, hit an apartment building, started a fire, injured two people. This is really at the part of the sort of map where the south of Moldova, Ukraine, and Romania all meet and sort of cross about 10 miles in, hit an apartment building, started a fire, injured two people.
이는 우리가 겪었던 많은 다른 영공 침범이나 다른 우려 사항들과는 정말 다릅니다. 왜냐하면 실제로 이로 인해 다친 사람들에게 인명 피해가 있었기 때문입니다.
It's sort of different from many of the other incursions or other scares that we've had with airspace because there have actually been casualties to people who have been injured from this. It's sort of different from many of the other incursions or other scares that we've had with airspace, because there have actually been casualties to people who have been injured from this. It's sort of different from many of the other incursions or other scares that we've had with airspace, because there have actually been casualties to people who have been injured from this. It's sort of different from many of the other incursions or other scares that we've had with airspace, because there have actually been casualties to people who have been injured from this.
우리는 이후 관계자들로부터 들었습니다.
We've heard from EU officials. We've heard from EU officials. We've heard from EU officials. We've heard from EU officials.
We've seen who've called this sort of an escalation. We've seen who've called this sort of an escalation. We've seen who've called this sort of an escalation. We've seen who've called this sort of an escalation.
우리는 이것이 완전히 받아들일 수 없다고 말하는 루메니아인들로부터 들었습니다.
We've heard from the Romanians who say, you know, it's totally unacceptable. We've heard from the Romanians who say, you know, it's totally unacceptable. We've heard from the Romanians who say, you know, it's totally unacceptable. We've heard from the Romanians who say, you know, it's totally unacceptable.
그리고 물론 다음에 무엇을 할 것인지에 관해 큰 협의 과정이 있을 것입니다.
And, of course, there's going to be a big consultation process in terms of what to do next. And, of course, there's going to be a big consultation process in terms of what to do next. And, of course, there's going to be a big consultation process in terms of what to do next. And, of course, there's going to be a big consultation process in terms of what to do next.
그리고 당신이 언급했듯이 전쟁의 첫 해에 우리가 정말로 이런 이야기를 처음 했던 것은 몇 개의 미사일이 폴란드 영토로 넘어갔고 실제로 폴란드에서 폭발했을 때였으며 이것이 오조를 발동시키는지에 대한 실제 의문이 있었습니다.
And as you mentioned, I remember in the first year of the war, the first time we really had a story like this, it was a few missiles that had crossed into Polish territory, had actually blown up in Poland, and there was a real question of, does this trigger Article 5? And as you mentioned, I remember in the first year of the war, the first time we really had a story like this, it was a few missiles that had crossed into Polish territory, had actually blown up in Poland, and there was a real question of, does this trigger Article 5? And as you mentioned, I remember in the first year of the war, the first time we really had a story like this, it was a few missiles that had crossed into Polish territory, had actually blown up in Poland, and there was a real question of, does this trigger Article 5? And as you mentioned, I remember in the first year of the war, the first time we really had a story like this, it was a few missiles that had crossed into Polish territory, had actually blown up in Poland, and there was a real question of, does this trigger Article 5?
이것이 훨씬 더 큰 규모의 전쟁에 대한 매우, 매우 불편한 상황으로 이어지는지?
Does this get into some very, very uncomfortable positions about a much larger scale war? Does this get into some very, very uncomfortable positions about a much larger scale war? Does this get into some very, very uncomfortable positions about a much larger scale war? Does this get into some very, very uncomfortable positions about a much larger scale war?
그것이 러시아 무기를 격추하려고 시도하던 우크라이나 방공이었던 것으로 드러났지만 이것들이 끊임없이 진행 중인 대화의 종류입니다.
It turned out to be Ukrainian air defense that were trying to shoot out Russian munitions, but these are the kinds of conversations that are constantly ongoing. It turned out to be Ukrainian air defense that were trying to shoot out Russian munitions, but these are the kinds of conversations that are constantly ongoing. It turned out to be Ukrainian air defense that were trying to shoot out Russian munitions, but these are the kinds of conversations that are constantly ongoing. It turned out to be Ukrainian air defense that were trying to shoot out Russian munitions, but these are the kinds of conversations that are constantly ongoing.
그리고 크렘린에 관해서는 러시아 언론에서 우리가 아는 바로는 푸틴이 이를 알고 있다고 하지만 그것이 지금까지 우리가 러시아인들로부터 들은 유일한 언급입니다.
And as far as the Kremlin, you know, we know from Russian media, they say that Putin is aware of this, but that's the only comment we've heard from the Russians thus far. And as far as the Kremlin, you know, we know from Russian media, they say that Putin is aware of this, but that's the only comment we've heard from the Russians thus far. And as far as the Kremlin, you know, we know from Russian media, they say that Putin is aware of this, but that's the only comment we've heard from the Russians thus far. And as far as the Kremlin, you know, we know from Russian media, they say that Putin is aware of this, but that's the only comment we've heard from the Russians thus far.
That's really interesting. That's really interesting. That's really interesting. That's really interesting.
나는 또한 마크롱의 최근 발언에 대해 궁금해하는데 러시아를 물리치기 위해 문자 그대로 핵옵션을 사용할 가능성에 대해 말했습니다.
I also wonder, you know, you had these remarks from Macron lately talking about using literally possibly the nuclear option to keep Russia at bay. I also wonder, you know, you had these remarks from Macron lately talking about using literally possibly the nuclear option to keep Russia at bay. I also wonder, you know, you had these remarks from Macron lately talking about using literally possibly the nuclear option to keep Russia at bay. I also wonder, you know, you had these remarks from Macron lately talking about using literally possibly the nuclear option to keep Russia at bay.
이것이 이러한 공격들이 확대되고 이 전쟁이 계속되고 미국이 덜 신뢰할 수 있는 나토 회원으로 보이고 미국의 이 대통령이 정말로 5조 행동을 뒷받침할 것인지에 대한 의문이 제기될 때 유럽이 현재 보유한 역량을 가지고 필요할 경우 러시아에 대항하기 위한 방법을 찾으려는 결과인가요?
Is that a result of as these attacks start to encroach, as this war continues, and as the US looks like a less reliable member and questions arise as well whether or not this president in the US would really back an Article 5 action? Europe trying to find ways with the capacity they have right now to push back should they need to against Russia. Is that a result of as these attacks start to encroach, as this war continues, and as the US looks like a less reliable member and questions arise as well whether or not this president in the US would really back an Article 5 action, Europe trying to find ways with the capacity they have right now to push back should they need to against Russia. Is that a result of as these attacks start to encroach, as this war continues, and as the US looks like a less reliable member and questions arise as well whether or not this president in the US would really back an Article 5 action, Europe trying to find ways with the capacity they have right now to push back should they need to against Russia. Is that a result of as these attacks start to encroach, as this war continues, and as the US looks like a less reliable member and questions arise as well whether or not this president in the US would really back an Article 5 action, Europe trying to find ways with the capacity they have right now to push back should they need to against Russia.
네.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
그래서 이것은 정말로 도널드 트럼프, 그의 나토에 대한 약속, 그리고 정말로 어떤 종류의 플랜 B, 어떤 플랜 B 옵션을 통해 나가는 것에 관한 것입니다.
So it's very much about Donald Trump, his commitment to NATO, and really sort of getting through some sort of plan B, some plan B options. So it's very much about Donald Trump, his commitment to NATO, and really sort of getting through some sort of plan B, some plan B options. So it's very much about Donald Trump, his commitment to NATO, and really sort of getting through some sort of plan B, some plan B options. So it's very much about Donald Trump, his commitment to NATO, and really sort of getting through some sort of plan B, some plan B options.
유럽인들은 광범위하게 지난 수십 년 동안 미국의 핵 우산 아래에서 살아왔기 때문입니다.
Because the Europeans, broadly speaking,
have all lived under the American nuclear umbrella for the last several decades. Because the Europeans, broadly speaking, have all lived under the American nuclear umbrella for the last several decades. Because the Europeans, broadly speaking, have all lived under the American nuclear umbrella for the last several decades. Because the Europeans, broadly speaking, have all lived under the American nuclear umbrella for the last several decades.
And
the only sort of nation within Europe that really has a full sovereign control over their nuclear arsenal is France. And the only sort of nation within Europe that really has a full sovereign control over their nuclear arsenal is France. And the only sort of nation within Europe that really has a full sovereign control over their nuclear arsenal is France. And the only sort of nation within Europe that really has a full sovereign control over their nuclear arsenal is France.
물론 영국도 핵무기를 가지고 있습니다.
Of course, the UK has weapons. Of course, the UK has weapons. Of course, the UK has weapons. Of course, the UK has weapons.
그들은 핵무기를 배치하기 위해 미국에 의존하고 있습니다.
They're dependent on the United States in order to be able to deploy them. They're dependent on the United States in order to be able to deploy them. They're dependent on the United States in order to be able to deploy them. They're dependent on the United States in order to be able to deploy them.
프랑스의 핵우산이 유일하게 완전히 견고한 주권적 유럽 핵우산입니다.
The French nuclear umbrella is really the only fully robust sovereign European umbrella. The French nuclear umbrella is really the only fully robust sovereign European umbrella. The French nuclear umbrella is really the only fully robust sovereign European umbrella. The French nuclear umbrella is really the only fully robust sovereign European umbrella.
따라서 매우 불편한 논의들이 있었는데 이것은 마크롱이 프랑스 북부에 핵 잠수함이 있는 큰 홀에서 큰 연설을 한 후의 일입니다.
So there have been some very, again, uncomfortable discussions, and this was after Macron gave this big speech in a big sort of hall with this nuclear submarine in the north of France. So there have been some very, again, uncomfortable discussions, and this was after Macron gave this big speech in a big sort of hall with this nuclear submarine in the north of France. So there have been some very, again, uncomfortable discussions, and this was after Macron gave this big speech in a big sort of hall with this nuclear submarine in the north of France. So there have been some very, again, uncomfortable discussions, and this was after Macron gave this big speech in a big sort of hall with this nuclear submarine in the north of France.